Eve is not afraid that the meat will get spoiled, or b'zayin avdeyo b'sheishu machzo. Your Erev Pesach now comes out on Shabbos, so why don't you do it mamish 12:30 or as early as possible? Give yourself more time to bring the more carbon Pesachs. Monashach, if you're not afraid by this extra hour or two, the meat will get spoiled, so why don't you do it already 12:30? And for the Gemara, Kisovar, Rava holds that the Shana Rabbi Shmuel is Musafin Koidun of Zichin. He also holds that the carbon Musaf has to be brought first, and then you first bring the Bezichim. The Mela, Ovud Lula Musafin Beshesh. The earliest time on Shabbos you can bring Musaf is 12 o'clock. Uvezichin then Besheva. Normal took an hour to do the carbon at the Musaf, so when they first start bringing the Bezichim, at 1 o'clock. The Yavod Leila Tomei B'Sheva Machza. Therefore, the first brought the Tomei, the earliest time on this Shabbos, could be 1:30. So that's the Machlokes. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, wait till a later time, do it first 2:30, because we don't want the meat to spoil this extra hour. So the Marmaskev Lor Rabba Barula. So you also have the Kasha on this Braisa. Nidi ki tedurei b'choyl, kach tedurei b'Shabbos, derev ha-Pesach, divi Rabbi Shmuel Ketoni. Does this price mention a word about Erev Pesach? True, you're saying it's not Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbos. But you, Rav, is also saying it's talking about Erev Pesach. The price doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. Ketoni. All the price says is, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos Stoma Ketoni. It just says the same way, the same time you bring it on the weekday, that's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, Ketoni. That's all the price says. But the price doesn't at all talk about Erev Pesach. Selo Amar Rabba Barula. This is the third way to learn Pshat Nebraisa. Rabbi Barula says, this is the Machlokes Nebraisa. Hochi Ketoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ki Sidure B'Choyl. The same time you bring a Tomei Shabbein Abayim every weekday. The Yalma. Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. That's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, the Yalma. On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, just like our Mishnah says, usually you start 2:30 and you finish by 3:30. Shabbos has the same halacha. You start 2:30 and you finish 3:30. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Kisidura Derev HaPesach D'Yalma. The same time when you bring the Tomid, a regular Erev Pesach, which is at 1:30, that's the same time you bring the Korban on Shabbos, the Korban Tomid Shabbat Abayim on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, when's the time we bring the Tomid Shabbat Abayim? At 1:30. So that's this Machlokes. The Machlokes is on a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do we bring the Tomid Shabbat Abayim? Now what's the Machlokes told you? So first the Gemara says now, Umastis and our Mishnah that says, Diktoni, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that if Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday, or it comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says that it has the same time, it starts at 1:30, I could tell you Divrei Hakoli. I could tell you it goes according to everybody. Because according to this Pshat, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is not arguing about Erev Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach. The Machlokes is Tam, a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, what time do they bring the Korban HaTomid, Shabbein HaBayim on a regular Shabbos? But about Erev Pesach, they're not talking about. So everybody can hold like our Mishnah says, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says, you do it at 1:30. The same way you do it on a regular Erev Pesach. Whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Shabbos, it's the same halacha. Now for the Gemara, for Ma'aseh Miflugim, like this last Pshat, what's the Machlokes? On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do you bring the Tomei Shabbein Abayim? What's the Machlokes told you? And for the Gemara, the Gzeiras Nedovois and Nedorim Kamiflugim. It's a Machlokes if you're afraid of the whole year or not. That Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Gazrin and Shabbos Otuchoyim. Now Rabbi Shmuel holds, really, when's the earliest time you can bring the Tomei Shabbein Abayim the whole year? At 12:30. So really we ask, why don't we bring the 12:30 every day? So we say, since every day you could bring the Dorim and the Dovois, you want people to give them more time to bring their Kavanas, we pushed it off for 2 hours. So that's a svar in the middle of the weekday. In the middle of the weekday that you could bring a Noila or a Shlomim, we want to give you more time, so we push it off 2.5 hours. But really on Shabbos, you can't bring the Dovim and the Dovis. On Shabbos, you could only bring the Chayvis Hayyim, that's Doicha Shabbos. But it's time to bring a Korban on the Dovah or a Neder, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So
So really a Shabbos you should bring the carbon Tomash Rabbein Abayim really at 12:30. The Rabbi Shmuel says we have a gzeira that we don't want to mix up Shabbos different than every day of the week. Because if you bring it on Shabbos earlier, we're afraid in the middle of the weekday also you'll bring it earlier. Therefore they left the same time on Shabbos as it is in the middle of the week. Because then you shouldn't come to mix up the times. That's Rabbi Shmuel svara. Gazrinim Shabbos otochel. For the kiva sava loy gazrinim. You're not goyzim. For the gemara, iloy gazrinim. If Rabbi Akiva says we don't make a gzeira between a regular Shabbos and a regular weekday, of a zayin avdeya bevava machza. Why does Rabbi Akiva say bring it at 1:30? Why don't you bring it at 12:30? But manashach, there's no nedarim and nedavos to be brought on Shabbos. So bring the Tomei Shavein Abayim as soon as possible. Bring it 12:30. Why does he say to wait to 1:30? So again, you have to answer Kesavri, he holds. Musafin Koidmul Abazichim. The Seder is that first you have to bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, and then you can first take the Bazichim, these plates off the Shulchan that has the Levina, and put it on the Mizbeach. So Mela, Musafin Bishesh. The earliest time you can bring the Tomid Musaf, the Korban Musaf is the 6th hour, 12 o'clock. Over Zichim Zayin. So the Musaf took an hour, then at 1 o'clock, you first took off the Bazichim and put that on the Mizbeach, the Yabal and the Tomid design of Machzim. Therefore, the earliest time you could do it on a regular Shabbos is at 1:30. So, in the Chlam, Rabbi Akiva holds, Taki, you bring the Tomid, Al-Zrizim, Akim, Le-Mitzvah, do it as soon as possible, but the earliest time you could do it on Shabbos is 1:30. Because 12 o'clock, you have to bring Musaf, 1 o'clock, you have to be Machzim the Bazichim. Because you can't do the opposite way. You can't bring the Tomid first and then the Bezichim. Because once you bring the Tomid, nothing comes after that. So mainly first you have to do the Musaf, then the Bezichim, and then the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. So the earliest time you can do it, Al Tomid Kiva, is 1:30. The whole weekday we do it at 2:30. That's because in the middle of the weekday, we want to give more time to bring in the Dovim, the Dovais and the Dorim. Mashenkin on Shabbos, we don't have it. And the Bekiva doesn't make the Gzeira, Shabbos Otochol. We'll mix up the times. So that's the Machlokes. So the kids say there's three ways to learn the Machlokes in this Braisa. What's the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel talking about? So the Mara Meitzvah, I have a kasha now. The Braisa says, Tomid Kol Hashana Kula. The Tomid Shabbein Abayim, the whole year round, Korav Tilchosei. It was brought the way the Mishnah says the Halacha is, that Nishchat B'Shmoino Machza, they used to start shechting it 2:30, the 8.5 hours of the day, 2:30 in the afternoon, the Korah V'Tesel Machza, and it was finished by 3:30. By 9.5 hours of the day, it was finished. Uv'Erev HaPesach, when it came Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'Zayin Machza, then they made it 1 hour earlier, because they have more time afterwards to bring the Korban HaPesach, so they used to shecht it at 1:30, 7.5 hours, the Korah V'Chesel Machza, and they finished by 2:30. What about Chal Lios B'Shabbos? What about if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos? Is Kechal Lios B'Sheni B'Shabbos? It has the same halach as if it came out in the middle of the weekday. It's Erev Shabbos, and the weekday has the same halach. Divir Rabbi Yishmo, that's what Rabbi Yishmo says. That's like... What? You're right, Shabbos, right. And Erev, all right. And Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, has the same halach. And that's like our Mishnah says. And this is Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says, Ki siduroi, the Erev HaPesach. No, it has the halacha of Erev HaPesach. That means that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it has the same halacha when Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Akiva means to say. That you do attack as early as possible, 12:30. So Gemara says, Bishlai malabaya, Bishlai mekoron tabaya, the first man the Yamanicha. That's mamish the way he learned the machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The machlokes was when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. What's the halacha? That was the machlokes. No, the machlokes. I mean, the machlokes was when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. What din does it have? Does it have halacha as if Erev Pesach is a weekday, or does it have the halacha when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos? Is that we know? On Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do it at 1:30. When Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, you do it 12:30. The Shalom is, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what's the Lachem? Is Shabbos like a weekday, or Shabbos like Erev Shabbos? So, Leita Baya, that's Mamish to Machloikis, it's good. Elul Rav Akasha, but Rav said that's not the Machloikis. And the other price says clearly that is the Machloikis. Elarava kasha. Now the Gemara Amalach Rava says like this. Loi taima. Don't say this brisa means to say kichal b'sheni b'shabbes as if it came out on Monday or Tuesday. El einma k'sheni b'shabbes di alma. Not that it means that the same halacha as a regular Erev Pesach comes out on Monday or Tuesday. That means that the same halacha a regular weekday throughout the whole year. And that's what Rava learned. That the machlokes is, it had the regular halacha of a regular weekday, which is 2:30 and 3:30. So Mele Rava can answer himself. Vayta Meifa, another kasha. Another brayta says, Chal liyois b'shabbos. Yemeisvei. Chal liyos b'shabbos. Again, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, is kisidurai kol ha'shana kulin. It has the same halacha like the whole year round. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, kisidurai b'erev ha'pesach, the alma. It has the same halacha like a regular Erev Pesach. So bishtlei mele rov anicha. This is mamish the way Rav learned the machlokes. If Shabbos comes out, Erev Pesach, what din does it have? That Rava learned that Rabbi Shmuel said that comes at 2:30, like a whole year round, because he was afraid maybe the meat would get spoiled. That's why you have to wait till 2:30. And the Kiva says, no, I'm not afraid the meat will get spoiled. So at Rav it's very good. El Avaya Kasha, according to Avaya, it's a Kasha. Because here it says clearly it's a Shaila, where on Erev Pesach, that's Shabbos. Is it like a weekday on Erev Pesach, or is it like a weekday in the middle of the year? So Abaya learned not like that. Amalach Abaya, Abaya says like this. Loi taima, don't say pshan is braisam. Ki sidure kol ha'shana. It means the same seder that was there the whole year round. Eleima ki sidure kol ha'shanam kulam. It means it's a regular thing of how they did it the whole year. Rashi says kol ha'shana means she'erev Pesach chal b'chol. It doesn't mean like a regular weekday. It just means like a regular Erev Pesach that comes down the weekday. Tishachtino b'sheva machza. That we did it at 1:30. Rabbi Kiva Sof, Omar, Kisiduri Erev Pesach, Shchalias Erev Shabbos. He says no. You go Basra 12:30. The way you did it when Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva Omar, Kisiduri Erev Pesach, Shchalias Erev Shabbos. So Mele Abaye answers the brises the way he learns it. There's no, they both answer these two brises the way they learn the machlokes. Tana Rabbon, minayin shlo yedavar koydim l'tomet shel shachar. How do we know that the first korban you bring in the morning has to be the tomet shel shachar? You can't bring anything before that. Talmudayim of the pasuk says the orach oleho oila. You put on top of the maroch, on top of the wood, the oila, this korban oila, which is the tomet shel shachar. My Talmudai, what's derived from here? This is the first korban of the day. Maybe there's one before that. Or my Rav, the pasuk says, or my Rav says, ho'oila. It says ho'oila. Means oila rishayna. The special korban oila, that's the first one. And what's the special korban oila? That's the tamid they bring every day. Or minayin, how do I know? Shein dovar korav achar tamid shavein abayim. How do we know that once they bring the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, the second Tamid, that you can't bring anything after that? Talmudayim, the Pasuk says, V'hikter Oleho Chel B'yashlomim, that you have to bring all your Kabonis on the first Tamid. But finish everything you have by the first Tamid Shel Shachar. Kedei, that when you bring the second Tamid, you bring nothing else after that. My Talmudai, what's derived from this Pasuk? Omer Abayim, Oleho Shlomim. Means on the first korban, bring the korban shlomim. V'lo yachaver to shlomim, but not after you bring the second tamid shel ben abayim. After the second korban, then you can't bring any more shlomim. You can't bring any more kabonis. For the more maskev lo rovam, eim shlomim hu deloy nakriv. Maybe only a korban shlomim you can't bring later. Ho oilus nakriv, but maybe a korban early could bring. Maybe the pasuk is only saying shlomim, not the oilus. Yes, elo amar rovam. The Vidashin, Hashleim Oleho means Hashleim Kol HaKabonis Kulim. It doesn't really mean the word Shlomim, that means Lashon from Sholem, finish. Finish all the Kabonis you want to bring throughout the day after the first Tamid Shol Shachar. Because when you bring the second one already, you can't bring anything after that. Like Rashi says, Yeminayin Shlo Yeh Dover, Nikdeb Marocha, Mishenercho Shachris, Koizim with Tomach Shachar. How do we know the first thing has to be the Tomach Shachar? Tamadayim of Yoruch Oleam. Voser Obir Olea Koin. Ksiv Devi Sidim Arochim. After we put the wood on the Mizbeach, the first thing is bring this Tomach Shachar. My Tamudayin. Daya Oilo. A Tomach Shachar Koin. Ho Oilo Oilo Rishonim. Mid like Siv Yoruch Olea Oilo. Elo Ho Oilo. This carbon oil. Hochikoma. The Yoruch Olea Miyad Ho Oilo. Hachashuva. The special carbon oil bring right away. Hor Motchila. That says the first one of all the oilists, which is the carbon atomid. Victor Olehem, Atomid Koi, the Seif of the Kroho, Vokakonam, Victor Al Oilo, Hazois, after you brought the first Tomid, Shoshachar, finished everything else, Klaimer, Achrea Chelbe Ashlamim. Yeah, for the more, maybe only Shlamim, nothing else. It says Loshen Hashlein, finished everything else. That nothing else could be brought after you brought the Tomid, Shobein Abayim. Yeah. Tanar Abonin, Tomid Koidim Lepesach. That first you have to bring the Tomid Shoveinu Abayim, then you can bring the Korban HaPesach. That's the Smashna for our Mishnah. And that's why we made the Korban Ben Abayim a little bit earlier on Erev Pesach, that after the Tomid Shoveinu Abayim, you can start bringing the Korban HaPesach. And Pesach Koidim L'Keteris. They brought the Pesach before they brought the Keteris. And Keteris Kodemus L'Neiris. They brought the Keteris before they fixed up the Neiris. That's the Seidat Vorim. All right, we'll leave this with Ashim Psukim, exactly how we know this. All right, we'll stop here. Daf Nun Tes, we'll just start the last Gemara again on the last Amid of Nun Chesim Abeis, really. We're just starting from Tana Rabbonin again. Tana Rabbonin, this is the Seder of the Kabonis they brought. Minayin Shloye Dover Koidim Latomet Shoshachar. The first korban they brought in the morning was the Tomid Shoshachar. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "V'yarach oleh ha'oila." You bring on this the oila. My Talmud, what's the right from this pasuk? Amarova ha'oila oila rishoina. It says this is the first one you bring the korban oila, the one we spoke about before. Which korban do we speak about before? The korban ha'tomid they bring every morning. Uminayin shein dov a korb achar tomid shobein habayim. How do we know that usually every day in the afternoon when they brought the Tomid Shoben Abayim, that was the last korban they brought, nothing was brought after that? How do we know? Talmud Leima, the Postik says, V'hikter Oleha Chel V'Hashlomim. You should bring upon the first Tomid in the morning any Shlomim you want to bring. My Talmud, what's the Raya from this Postik? Rabbaya, Abayi says like this, Oleha Shlomim. That means, if you want to bring a Shlomim, bring it after the Tomid Shel Shachar. For lo yal chaverto, but not after the second tomid shoben abayim. So that's the raya. All the korbanos have to come after the first tomid, but after the second tomid, you can't bring any korbanos. Lo yal chaverto shlomim. You can't bring korban shlomim after the second one. For the gemara maskev of rova, eimo shlomim hudulay nakriv. Maybe only a korban shlomim you can't bring after the tomid shoben abayim. Ho oilos nakriv. But maybe a korban earlier could bring. The pasuk only says v'hikter roleh chel v'hashlamim. Only a shlamim should be brought before. But maybe not something else. Maybe an earlier could be brought. And the gemara elam arova hashlamim. The pasuk says hashlamim v'darshin oleh hashlem kol kabonis kulam. From the word shlamim v'darshin, it means hashlem. It should be finished off. Because all the kabonis should be finished off after the first Tomid Shoshachar. That means to say, when we bring the second Tomid Shoshachar, we bring the second Tomid Shoben Habayim, after that, you can't bring any more Kabonis. That's usually the klal, except for a Korban HaPesach, which we'll soon see why. Tana Rabbonim, this is what we hold really. Tomid Koidim HaPesach, the Tomid Shoben Habayim, which was brought every day, on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, first you have to bring the Tomid Shoben Habayim. And then you bring the Korban HaPesach. And Pesach Koidim L'Keteris. But even on Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban HaPesach first, and then after that, the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris. And Keteris, Kedemus L'Neris. And the Keteris was before the Neris. Because even Erev Pesach, the Seder was, they brought the Tomid Shoben Abayim, then they brought the Korban Pesach, then they brought the Keteris, and then they brought the Neris. The Neris came last. Now how do we know this Seder Hadvorim?